Hillman on cliffcentral.com.
Right then, and here he is, the kid that just did a lot better in music class than anybody else in the entire school, in the entire province, in the entire country, basically like in the world. Nana, it's crazy to me, this journey that you have had with drumming. And they say here that you've been drumming since a toddler, but I mean, were the sticks put in your hand? Did you find them? I mean, this must, at this point, this is a serious natural talent, right? No one's forced you to do this because you're just so good at it.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
And I found the sticks, more or less. And it was, I guess, quite a game of hide and seek for me at first, where my dad was at work, and I would just go to the entertainment room, and my dad's drum set will always be set up just in case. But he stopped playing drums when I was born. So I never saw him play drums until I was at the age of 8. But by then I was already playing for quite a long time. So it was quite a mission for me to find the sticks, and then another mission to play the drums. But I thought the drums was a toy.
Yeah.
And I started playing it, and I just can't get enough of it.
I mean, it's one thing parents maybe see their kids and they take two sticks and they start smacking them around in different places. But certainly in your sort of context, everybody realized from a very young age that you were super brilliant at this. Now, I wasn't particularly familiar with sort of the world of drumming. The closest I've come is probably that movie that came out a couple of years ago, Whiplash,
yeah.
where it just exposed kind of the intensity of it and it sort of showcased drumming almost as a sport. It's super competitive. Mm-hmm. It's super taxing. It's super demanding. So from sort of being the kid that kind of just picked up the sticks, at what point did you and everyone around you start taking it very seriously? Because now it seems like you take it very seriously, and you have for a couple of years.
I think when I started taking it seriously when I was 11.
It's crazy, yeah. And I mean, 11, most kids are figuring out how to put a sock on, yeah.
but when I was 11, that's when I went to university. Huh. And so from there, I started to realize this is something else that I'm doing. And I started to focus a lot more and started to become more serious about my music. But before then, I was just playing drums because I liked playing drums. So I just enjoyed it because I thought it was a toy. And I still kind of do.
Well, you should never lose that. I love that you're like, when I was 11 and I went to university, you said so blasé as if that's just what everybody does. But what is going through your head when, like, because you go to family things and then, like, all the other 11-year-olds are speaking about, like, this, that, and the next thing. And you have a completely different story. So how do you, at 11, sort of make sense of what's happening in your life versus what's happening in sort of everyone else who's 11 around you's life?
Well, I think it's where, when it comes to music, I have a different persona about it. So if it's like an ordinary day where I'm just very relaxed and I'm a very quiet person generally, or a very loud person, it goes between the two. Mm. But generally, I'm quite a quiet guy. And so I think from that alone, it helps kids that's the same age as me is to help them to approach me and to speak to me, because I've gotten this a lot where people are scared to talk to me because they will think either I was shush them or, you know, say don't talk to me. But I think it's just where if you know or what your role is, and if you know this is how you are when you're on the stage and this is how you are when you're in person. For instance, when I'm on stage, I'm a very not hardcore, I would say intense person, where everything that's going around, I'm thinking very heavily about what's going on. I'm very focused, exactly I know what's going on, and I want to make sure that everything goes perfect. But when off the stage, I'm just a very relaxed person. Mm. So I think if I've just learned that, you know, I'm no different than other people.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have talent, but that doesn't define me. Hmm. It doesn't define the type of person I am. And so, yeah, so I'm just still like a normal 15-year-old, love playing video games.
Kind of good. Well, what you're actually doing right now is you're just giving testament to how impressive everyone around you is, because they've certainly sort of kept your, well, not ego in check, but they've done a solid job of kind of grounding you in reality, because to be 15 and have achieved what you have is super impressive. You're a recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award given by President Barack Obama. You've played incredible gigs, you've worked with incredible people. I mean, the list literally does just go on and on and on. And certainly everyone around you has kind of enabled this, but in a really positive way that it hasn't kind of gotten to your head. What would you say that drumming has taught you about life? And just in everything that you do, how does it spill over in whatever it is that you want to achieve, what drumming has taught you?
Well, one thing, to be a drummer, you have to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, all four of your limbs has to be very independent. And so from that experience alone, it's taught me in life to be independent. You don't need to rely too much on other people. You can create yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you know, when people are looking for work and they can't seem to find work, instead of looking, you can create your own work. And that's what music's taught me, to, you know, grind and to work for your own and to really help and pursue yourself and help you to be independent in life.
Yeah.
And but also, it's a very hard reality where it's, if you haven't practiced in a while, And you still think you could do a certain thing, you come back to it, and you realize you don't have the same skill sets.
Hmm.
And so, it talks about practicing every day what you've been working on.
Yeah,
it requires discipline. It's because you cannot just say, okay, I'm gonna go into the stage now without practicing, putting in the hours. Yes, I can go into any stage right now and perform because I've practiced, I've put in the hours to the point where I know where my skill level is at and that I'm confident in myself that I can go out right now to play. But even though I still need to work on my own craft, work on my own unique sound and be very disciplined about what you are going to do, like, for instance, from 8 to 12, that's my drum time. No one comes into my room between that time because that's the time I'm working. That's my music time. That's the time I'm creating. And I must say it's quite difficult because you have to really put down those boundaries for yourself. You have to discipline yourself to do it. And so I think that's what music has taught me in drums.
For parents that are listening to this right now thinking, where did I go wrong with my child? That the kid is saying, listen, 8 to 12, I'm practicing, I'm doing my thing, I'm becoming more and more world-renowned. Hanging out with Dano Peterson, we're going to speak a little bit more about his drumming career, more on the other side of this. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So, Dano, you were saying that 8 to 12, that is when you are rehearsing and you're doing your thing. What does the rest of the day look like?
The rest of the day would most probably look like where that's when I will be doing my academics.
Okay.
But I will only be focusing on two subjects, maths and English. So I can count the money and I can read the contract.
That's a great line. That's very impressive.
So, yeah, that's the main reason why I'm studying those two subjects.
With such success at such a young age, like, where do you want to take it to? What do you see the next 5 years looking like, the next 10 years looking like? I know it's such a predictable question, but in a very sort of real sense of the question, what do you think your future looks like? What do you want it to look like?
Well, my aim and my goal is to get my master's when my friends are in matric. And so I'm in grade 10 now, if I was back in mainstream school. So yeah, I have 2 years to do that, but my end goal is to also get my PhD when I'm 22. But luckily, I've already done my degree studies in music, so I'm on a fast track route to get to my goal in life. And I would like to fly a helicopter.
Nice, there you go. Yeah. Just so that you can go to the graduation and just make a bit of a splash as the by far youngest guy there. Well, listen, it's been so good meeting you. We're going to play out with some of your stuff. We're going to take a listen to some of Dano Peterson jamming it up on the drums. If you want to find out a little bit more about your story and all of that, I know that you're on social media. How do we connect to the Dano story?
So I have a website. It's danodrummerboy.com. And you spell Dano, D-A-N-N-O. And all my social media will be down there. But if you want to go to my social media straight away, my Twitter will be at Dano, the drummer, and my Instagram is the same thing.
So, so cool. Well, listen, it's so impressive. I mean, the accolades go on for days and days, but what's cool is that behind the accolades is someone who's truly passionate about what they do, and anyone, all 6 billion of us, can take away something from that. Someone who is not only passionate and has a talent, but then also the discipline to action that talent, because without that, there really is nothing, and you are living proof of what 4 hours of putting in the work every single day, non-stop, that whole 10,000 hours rule can achieve at such a young age, and certainly doing South Africa proud. Dano, thanks so much for stopping by, and when he's not speaking the truth, as he was in this interview, he sounds a little like this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.